Amen. James chapter number 2, beginning verse 14, I have a kind of a lengthy reason. It says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, but be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say that thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son up on the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Yea, see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by works, and not by faith only, Likewise, also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." Amen, amen, amen. You put your Bibles down tonight. Y'all know I'm a short-winded preacher, so you're not going to be here long on a Wednesday night. But I want to preach to you just for a little bit of time. Express yourself. Nothing fancy, nothing outgoing, but just express yourself. Express yourself. Amen. If you can raise your hands and ask God to move here tonight, I ask you to be pointed with your prayer as well. That if you have a need or there's something you have been struggling with, ask God to speak and minister to you tonight. We don't have to leave church without an answer. But I believe God came to answer some needs here tonight in this service. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, and you may be seated here tonight. Amen. The saying, express yourself, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, means to show or to say or show one's thoughts or feelings. To say or show one's thoughts or feelings. Amen. I want to start by opening with saying expressing yourself is highly important in a relationship. Those who have been in relationships longer than me know this way better than I do. But in the short little bit of time that I have been in a relationship with my wife, expressing yourself, showing how you feel is the best way to keep a healthy relationship. I can say, and I hope it doesn't embarrass her, but I can say one of the most times we get into arguments still till this day, mostly when we were dating, was because we just didn't express ourselves. We didn't say what bothered us. We didn't open ourselves up and I thought this all along, and it was simply assumptions the whole time, whereas expressing oneself would have gone a long way. Probably could have saved a lot of arguments from happening. Could have really benefited the relationship. Thus, that is how relationships start, is by expressing oneself. One might find someone of the opposite sex attractive, and they start to show that, hey, I'm interested in you. I find you attractive. I want to be more than just friends. And it could blossom more to where it becomes more than just friends. They start to date, and then it leads into an engagement, and then it eventually can lead to marriage if everything is right. But it all depends upon healthy communication between one and one another. But it still matters even when you get married. Communication between husband and wife is just as important as it was back when you were dating. If not, I would say even more important, because you become one flesh. There is an importance of leading the family with communication. And it all stems from expressing yourself. And I believe if you look at it, we are God's bride. We are in a relationship with God, or we are supposed to be in a relationship with God. All throughout the Bible, you can see that God even expresses himself in multiple ways, whether he's expressing love or anger, however it might be, whether it's on the enemy of the children of Israel, or whether it might be anger towards the children of Israel themselves. God expressed how he felt. God showed his emotions. Throughout the whole Bible, we can see that God expresses love for his people. God loves relationship with his creation. Amen. He loves relationship with his creation. From the beginning, you can see that God came into the garden in the cool of the day after Adam and Eve had partaken of the fruit. And it said the voice of God came walking in the cool of the day. And Adam hid from the voice of God. And God asked Adam, "Where art thou?" And we know the story, how it comes along. And he's like, "Well, Adam, why are you hiding?" And Adam simply says, "Because I heard thy voice. I heard thy voice and I sinned and I knew I was naked." But simply what I gather from that and can look at that is that Adam knew God's voice, meaning there was already relationship that was happening. There was already relationship that had transpired between Adam and God. Amen. You even see in the Bible in Genesis that God even went the distance to create man after his own image. Genesis 1 and 26, and it said, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. Amen. I believe it's even been preached that God spoke everything into existence. God spoke the earth, the sun, moon, Mars, everything there is. God spoke it into existence. But when it came down to mankind, when it came down to who God longed for a relationship with, God stepped back, came down and created man himself out of the dust of the ground. I'm telling you, we are important in the eyes of God. We matter to God. What we're going through matters. God says he knows the very hairs on your head. They are numbered. He sees every sparrow that falls. You matter to God, child of God. Every situation that you're going through, you matter to God. Amen, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. But God likes to protect his children from their enemies. The Bible says he would bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. We even recently heard it preached how a false prophet was trying to get to where he could pronounce cursings upon the children of God. But he refused to curse them because he didn't want the curse of God upon him. He knew as long as the blessings of the Lord were falling upon the children of Israel, he didn't want to play with that. We see God doing this throughout the whole Bible, showing that he wanted relationship with his people. Amen. We see that Enoch walked with God, and he had a different relationship with God because Enoch never experienced death. Enoch never experienced death. It says, and so Enoch and God took him. God took Enoch and he was translated. That is another kind of relationship that mankind has with God. Amen. I think we all can say that getting the Holy Ghost is the best thing that has ever happened to us. or it should be the best thing that has ever happened to us. Out of everything we've done, the Holy Ghost ought to be the best thing. Amen, amen. Getting a good job, great. Graduating school, great. Finding a wife, great. But nothing tops getting the Holy Ghost and being baptized in Jesus' name. But all of that, God made a way because he desired relationship with mankind. You see, as long as there was the tabernacle, as long as a sin offering was still required, there was no serious relationship between God's people and God himself. It was way too easy for God's people to go and commit all the sins that they kept on committing, just to come back quickly and just offer a quick little sin offering to cover whatever they had. There was no relationship there at all. And that's when God performed the ultimate sacrifice, came down and robed himself in flesh, hung upon the cross for our sins, that we might have that relationship with God. We have that direct communication to God. We now can experience a relationship with God through being filled with the Holy Ghost. Name, amen, amen. I want to expound a little on that and say that is why it is important to be renewed. Because the Holy Ghost is not eternal. You are not once saved, always saved. It doesn't last forever. And so therefore we have to be renewed. But I'm telling you, being renewed once a year is not good enough. You get into a relationship with someone and tell me how much they like just talking to you once a year. See if they come back loving you in a year. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work if you only see them once a week. That ain't going to work out. That is going to be a failure waiting to happen in your relationship. But we got to keep in mind that we have a relationship with God. And as long as we desire to see him and meet him up in the air, we've got to stay renewed in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name, coming to church just to make yourself feel good is not good enough. Parking yourself on a pew is not good enough. Going through the emotions is not good enough. You've got to be renewed in the Holy Ghost. This is speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. This is worshiping God, acting like you've been born again. Hallelujah. Amen. Not to keep beating it over and over again, but the way you express yourself also matters, because you can have a relationship with your spouse and you can see each other every day, but if you're never talking to each other, your relationship's going to fail. If you never tell each other how much you love each other, it's going to fail. If you still don't think that spouse is the most beautiful thing that's ever happened, it's going to fail. If you don't do things for each other and give each other 100%, that's a relationship that's going to fail. So I have to sit here and ponder, why do we think anything different of our relationship with the Most High God? Why should we expect anything different with our relationship with God? If we want to have a successful relationship, we've got to express ourselves to God. Amen, amen. I heard it preached one time. It was probably one of the most convicting messages to me ever that I ever heard preached. And I don't remember, and this, you'll say this is weird, but it's kind of what Pastor preached Sunday night. All I remember is when I was done praying in the altar, I opened my eyes and there was ladies in the church vacuuming the floor preparing for the night service because it was a conference. And I didn't even know they had the vacuums out. But that's just how serious the message pricked, or I say it got into my heart. And the man of God simply was preaching on a relationship with God. But some of the things he stated just struck me. And he started going down the line. He's like, why? If we genuinely love God with all of our heart, Why does our pastor have to ask for you to show up on time to church? Why, if you love God with all of your heart, why does he have to ask you to worship every service? Why, if you love him with all of your heart, does he always have to ask you to do stuff for the kingdom of God? He's like, if there's something in your heart, if there is true love in your heart, you're going to go far and beyond. And that has always stuck with me. I don't remember much more of the message except people will crawl into the altars because there was such conviction. But there's got to be true love. There is true love missing. In Revelations, the Bible says, I have one thing against you. You look the same, you act the part, but you've left your true love. And I don't want that to be New Life Tabernacle. I don't want it to be me. Yeah, I want to show up to church, but God, don't let your presence leave because we're acting the part. We want a relationship in this church. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that your desire? Do you really desire a true relationship like I'm preaching right now? Not one that's just built on something that we're supposed to do. That's just a friendship. That's just maybe something sort of kind of like a roommate and y'all split a rent. But I'm talking about a relationship with love and a longing to grow closer and closer to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, can we pray right now? Oh, can we offer him up some love right now? In Jesus' name. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, oh, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, there's levels that we have not even known, that we don't even know of. There's levels that this church, that God is waiting for us to experience, but it's got to come with an expression from us. We've got to tell God what we want, but we also got to show our God how much we love him. We got to show him just how much this relationship actually means between him and us. And God, that we're coming to church more than just because it's what we're supposed to do. But God, is because we love you with all of our heart. God, is because we want to see revival. God, is because we want to see this church grow. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus' name, hallelujah. I said there are some things that we have to do. There are some expressions that are required of us. I know I preached on that one for a bit. That was not my intentions. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. That's what we are supposed to do. That does not sound something that we can idly do. That is an expression. We humble ourselves and we pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. There's a lot we're required to do. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's one form of expression. Matthew 17:20-21. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder places, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. More expressions that we're supposed to do. Amen. I don't have much longer, but this is the one that I want to get to. John 4:23 says, but the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and, excuse me, in truth. This is one form of expression. And this is not an expression where you just sit idly by, but it requires doing something, requires getting out of your comfort zone. My mind immediately goes and I think about David. David expressed himself before the Lord when he was bringing the Ark of the Covenant home, to a point where people mocked him, including his own wife. But David said, hey, that is my God. He is worthy of all my praise, and I don't care what you think, but I will worship him how I feel best. It's just church family tonight, so I don't believe that I really have to make this super clear, but I want to touch on it, and that's regarding the power of God, the power of God. When we think of the power of God, we think miracles, right? That's the first thing that we go to, but there's power involved in everything that God does. Let me get to it real quick, and I'm going to read it. In the Old Testament, we see God's power from creating the heavens and the earth to forming man out of the dust of the ground. We see God's power in destroying the earth with water and creating a rainbow to promise man that he would never destroy the earth by water again. God's power continues when he begins to confuse each man with a different language and caused everyone to split up. We see God's power causing Sarah and Abraham to have a baby at 99 and 100 years old. We see the power of God in using a barren woman to give birth because Abraham's seed was going to be numbered as the sand on the seashore. We see the power of God through Joseph's life. And even though Joseph's life was full of unfortunate events, God, the power of God put Joseph right where he needed him. Amen. The power of God can be seen in all plagues that came upon Egypt. The power of God can be seen when delivering the children of Israel from Egypt. We see the power of God when Saul was anointed king and when the anointing shifted to David. We see the power of God through all of David's life. We see the power of God in the three Hebrew children and Daniel. You get the picture. God's power is omnipotent. God's power is unlimited. Whether it's causing plagues to come upon the worst enemy, or whether it's causing miracles to happen on the children of Israel, or even causing a curse to happen upon the children of Israel, there is still the power of God involved. Amen. There is still the power of God. But it doesn't end with the Old Testament. It then continues on into the New Testament. Because we see in Matthew how the power of God caused the Virgin Mary to give birth to the Messiah. We see the power of God when he healed the women with the issue of blood. We see the power of God when he healed the lepers of their diseases. We see it when he causes blind Bartimaeus to see again. We see the power of God throughout the New Testament. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. But I will say, when I use the words, we see it in the Old Testament, even into the New Testament. It does not stop with the New Testament, but it branches on past it to us even here today. Because John 21 and 25 says, there are also many other things which Jesus did, which every is written. And I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. This is because God did so many miracles. The power of God is omnipotent. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means he's the same God tonight on a Wednesday night on March 4th. He still has the power. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Can you worship him right now? Hallelujah. I'm preaching that this God has all the power. We can all stand as well. Because what I wanted to say is we need to get to where we express ourselves. God has not ran out of power. And I think there are times in our lives when we say, hey, God knows what I'm going through. God knows the health issues that I have. God sees the financial issues that I have. And you expect God to take care of it. And you never speak it out loud. You never say it. You never bring it before an altar. And I'm not condemning you because I've done the same thing over and over again. But I'm here to tell you one of the things that I found out is if you just ask God, you just knock on that door, it shall be opened. Try expressing yourself to God. Start to call out what you need.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we
hallelujah.
Give you praise.
Hallelujah.
Have your way.
Hallelujah. Oh, come on, that's it. God's power is not limited by time. God's power is not limited by place. God's power has no limit.
Right.
You just got to express yourself to God. God, I need your power right now.
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Name.
Yes, Jesus. Have
oh,
your
Jesus'
way.
Name. Oh, Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, come on, that's it. It's not necessarily always have to be a miracle, but the power of God can come and give you a renewing. The power of God can spiritually renew you like you've never been renewed. Oh, that's it. Come on, cry out with a loud voice. Dare I say it, even get specific with God. Say, God, you see this problem in my life. I need you to take care of it soon, God. That's it. You've held it in way too long. Way too long. Get specific with God. Just straight up ask Him. God cares. God cares. He's got the power. All the power that you need tonight. That's it. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. If it matters to you, God has the power to do it. Start crying out to Him. I don't care what it is in your life. Cry out, express yourself to God.